How nice, you know, just was it, you know, regardless of where you are in the season, to have a win like
that? Just, you know, come back. The guys, they've been doing that for this little run we've been on. I mean, a lot. We came from behind. so, you know, again, we shot ourselves in the foot a couple of times. You know, we won a game. You know, and the great guys they get. And, so, yeah, it was been challenging moments.
Yeah, even with Drake, this first year, how comfortable you are? Are you with him up in that situation?
I felt really good with him up in that situation. I feel good with him up in any kind of run-producing situation because he's a good at bat, a calm at bat, confident at bat. So I felt good with him right there.
But just to see what Michael and Profar are both doing. I mean, we've had a lot of attention on Michael, but for Profar to hit some homers like this.
Well, I know, and kind of quietly, you know, Michael's been the hottest player on the planet for a while, and then Profar's quietly, man, you know, what he's been putting together has been really good. And then the walks, getting on base, with the leadoff spot has been really, really good. So, you know, yeah, he kind of gets overshadowed a little bit, and teammates doing what he's doing, but it's really, really good that what he's done.
Smith, I know you get pretty little bit you hear about it now. Can you explain what happened on the bus there?
I can't.
You look a little surprised.
I look a little surprised. Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
You didn't call that one, huh?
Huh?
You didn't call that one.
I don't have that sign.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's my fault. Like, real honestly, yeah, good for him. And you know what? And he goes at me. It's like this, you know, like I've been talking to him, makes two great plays in the ninth. You know, like I say, I'm sure once he got the first base right there, he's like, oh man, he regretted it. But then, like I say, he didn't. And he never does it. The kid never takes it on his defense. And that was an unbelievable trait to have. And like I said, and I've said it many times to him and you guys, how much respect I have for him, that he has that ability to watch him do that.
So the catch made up for it, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. We won the game. He had a big play to good steal the win.
Yeah, this was another multi-hit game for Ozzy. You talked about him looking better before.
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just he's getting better decisions. You know, he get decisions on balls he should. Now, not fouling him off. I think it's probably what happens when you do that. He's not expanding the zone as much. And he's righting himself too, which is one a big reason why we had this, you know, we've been playing a little better.
A night with Matt passes Pete Rose against four hits and two doubles in the consecutive game play.
He did. And
he gets four hits and two doubles.
Wow. Pretty good. I mean, he's a machine. He just comes to the ballpark every day, ready to play, prepares. You know, it's, he doesn't have to look at the lineup. You know, he's in there every day when he wakes up in the morning. And he's a player. He's the ultimate club in this game. What he does is just phenomenal.
Dale.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.